This is from Channel 5. Safety concerns about a road that stretches through the heart of Basser are increasingly growing. This comes just a few weeks after a 16-year-old was involved in a deadly car accident on 155th and State Avenue. Quoting here from Cheryl Doyle, who is a wellness coach, quote, "That family actually comes in our shop, so it really struck at home to be more aware. Residents have flooded the city's inbox expressing fear and frustration about the area around 158th and State Avenue. Yeah. Listen to this. Some drivers allege that the streetlights at that intersection at 158th and State Avenue, that the streetlights malfunction. And sometimes when you drive through State Avenue on a green light, the light is also green on 158th.
No way.
Says Tracy Smith, the owner of Perky's Cafe. I know it's true because we bank across the street and I go over there to make frequent transactions, and it has happened. Yes.
Who reported on this?
This is Channel 5.
Wow.
US 2440, which is State Avenue in Basser, okay? It's 2440 Highway. This is from the city on Facebook. US 2440 State Avenue, the intersections and traffic signals at 158th Street and State Avenue are owned, operated, and maintained by KDOT. That includes the lights, traffic signals, and turn lanes. The city of Basser does not have any control over the highway, the intersection, its turn lanes, and its traffic signals. Here's what you do. I don't care who you are. Well, I do.
I'd go out there with a camera if I was all of the news stations and just park there and watch the stoplights.
There would be a way to sit catty corner.
Oh, yeah.
And film the lights. And here's the deal. Until we get that fixed, or until Basser gets that fixed, or KDOT, or whomever is responsible, why not make that a four-way stop? But make it a full-blown four-way stop, or have if it's that dangerous, put a police officer out there 24 hours a day, controlling traffic. Telephone number here is 913-586-7798 if you'd like to weigh in, especially if you're in the Basser area. I would love to hear from you. 2440 is the old highway that I used to take to get from Lansing to KU when I was in school.
If the lights are somehow mistimed, all stoplights are electronic now, right? If they're somehow mistimed,
I think so.
Isn't that a pretty quick fix? Or either that or a pretty quick, easy way to confirm that that is going on?
Well, the city says that they have relayed all complaints, and I can only imagine there have been a lot, all complaints to KDOT. One would think that a mistimed light...
That goes to the top of the stack.
On a highway where I think in Basser, the speed limit on that road is 55 miles an hour. KDOT should have been there yesterday. I mean, that is dangerous. Am I right or am I right? Telephone number here is 913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Grab a couple calls on this and then and move on to some other stuff. But we're talking about the intersection of State Avenue and 158th Street in Basser. It's basically 2440 Highway, if you're familiar with the area. And there have been a number of wrecks at the intersection of 158th and State Avenue. Some of them, sadly, have been fatal. And people who live and work in Basser say that the light at that intersection, 158 and State Avenue, they claim that sometimes it is green on
always.
Both.
Yeah, it's always.
In all ways, the lights are green.
Has anyone ever been charged in a wreck?
I don't know.
Because I would be calling an attorney yesterday.
Let's go to David, who is in Basser. David, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello. I don't know. Almost 20 years ago, I worked at the bank at a corner of 158th and State, which is 2440. This stuff didn't happen back then. That light's been there since then. I'm not saying that they can't be both green or something's changed, but the fact is it's just a busier area now, and people don't pay attention when they're driving. The wreck that you're talking about that unfortunately killed the 16-year-old, I don't even think that was 158th and State. That was 155th and State. It's the next light up.
That is correct.
They have to cross on stuff on the side of the road. And I'm not trying to say anything bad, but but he did run a red light in the oncoming traffic. You know, how many times have I heard everybody on the radio complain about, you know, you drive by, everybody's on their phone, everybody's doing something else. That's the biggest problem. It's not the, I drive through it every day.
And you've never seen a problem at 158th and State Line or State Avenue,
beg
your pardon?
I think I personally have seen one wreck there.
Okay.
But you're talking, I grew up in Piper and I've driven through that area for 25 years.
Okay. David, appreciate the call, man. Thank you. All right.
Yep.
Robin, also in Baser, and then we'll get on to some other stuff. Hello, Robin.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
I live in Baser. I have since 97, and I go through that light pretty frequently. But the other night, I was in the line, and I was behind a couple of people, and we waited through it three times without it changing green for us to turn. So eventually, we all started turning when we could get through clearly, and I got pulled over.
Oh, see, if there is a malfunction of the light, Robin, we've talked about this before on the program. What is the appropriate amount of time? How many cycles do you wait before it is obvious this light does not work? Am I just supposed to sit there for the rest of my life until I'm dead?
Yeah. He was very nice about it. He really didn't know. And it had been on Facebook for a couple of days about how this light was malfunctioning. I honestly have not seen both sides being green at the same time. However, I know people have had trouble with the light not changing for them so they could turn. Mm. And the officer only suggested that I go down and turn around and come back up next time if I was in that position. So now I just avoid it altogether.
Yep, just don't go.
Yep.
All right, Robin, appreciate the call. Rarely do I read straight from a press release, but we haven't had time to write a story about this yet.